with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? It's Cooper Nuna. We kicked off your Monday morning with what everybody was talking about over the entire weekend. And that was, who the hell is that? Because that doesn't look like the real Jim Carrey.
I don't think it is the real Jim Carrey.
Well, somebody did come out and say that it was them. And we're still looking for clarification on this. It's all a bit wild. It's mad. It's just odd. The thing is, like, when you look at the picture, it does look like Jim.
But a different type of Jim.
Yeah. The ears are the same. I mentioned that. The ears are the same.
Oh, yeah, but all ears look the same, man. Seriously.
Nah,
they do. Just
my
some
ears
are bigger than
others. Look like different.
Oh, no, they do look different to mine. Yours are definitely different to mine.
Yeah.
Yours are hairy. No, no shade, man. That's all good, you know.
Well, Nick the barber burns off the hair.
Oh, he burns it off?
Yeah, he gets flames. That's the noise
of
tear.
Oh, that's what he does with your nostril hair as well.
No, he uses a stick and wax and shoves it up there.
No way.
Pulls it out.
I don't believe you.
Why not?
You wouldn't go through the pain of that.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I couldn't do it. You get it burned off.
There's an awful lot of things going on in the world, and one of the many things that have literally dominated your social media feeds over the weekend, if you didn't see this, then you weren't scrolling.
No.
And that is this claim that Jim Carrey has a clone and accepted an award at a Lifetime Achievement Awards at a Paris Film Festival. Okay, it's kind of like the equivalent of the Oscars in Paris. And everyone is saying that it's not Jim Carrey, that his eye colour is different, he looks different, his face structure looks a little bit different. And then when he was signing autographs outside and even the next morning outside the hotel, he was using his right hand when apparently Jim Carrey's famously left-handed. He does everything with his left hand, signs with his left hand, but was signing with his right hand, and his voice sounded a little bit more chilled and relaxed.
Oh, loved it. Loved it. It's so beautiful. And having Michelle, you know, Camille Coton was also amazing. And
so it still does sound like
it does. Yeah.
I fell down the rabbit hole. I literally sat down yesterday afternoon and watched YouTube after YouTube after YouTube, kind of like people dissecting side by side pictures, the eyes, the eyebrows, the chin, the cheeks, the whole thing. And then I looked at the ears. I'm like, they're the same Jim Carrey ears. It just looks like.
But ears are like, you know,
like
ears,
a fingerprint.
Yeah, okay, but they can look very similar. Like, do you know what I mean?
There's very distinctive things in his ears, like literally just below the little, just above the lobe, there's this little kind of hoop thing. It just looks...
A hoop thing?
Yeah, yeah. But now what's come to light is there's a drag artist called Alexis Stone has claimed that he was behind the actor's look of the night. He said that he impersonated Jim Carrey during the appearance in Paris. Now, there's been no confirmation of this, but this person, Alexis Stone, has said that it was them. But there's been...
And it looks because of the cheekbones, because Jim Carrey in that particular interview looked like he had a lot of work done on his face and he looked like really high cheekbones. And when you look at this guy, he's got really, really strong cheekbones.
But like, there's even pictures of like a prosthetic mask and fake teeth and everything put into the article and everything. I don't know. Listen, all we can hope and think that it was Jim Carrey, and he's going to come in and say, yeah, it was me.
No, I don't want it to be Jim Carrey, because it wasn't the Jim Carrey that I know and love. It was
maybe just a more chillaxed Jim.
I don't know. It was just weird. No.
But the thing is, I think everybody's freaked out about it. It's just like he hates awards. He hates public appearances.
Yes.
And then he goes out and learns French and does an acceptance speech. Anyway, I suppose, watch this space.
Yeah.
All right?
Very weird.
And do you know what? The distraction is very welcome at the moment.
Breakfast rolls.
What's the most painful beauty procedure you've ever gone through? Nobody expected that question.
I mean, I have gone through a lot of painful... Getting my legs waxed was particularly sore because I've got very sensitive skin.
Mm.
I can't get anything lasered because my skin, the hairs are so
pew-pew
light. That was pretty sore. The legs are pretty sore. And I suppose,
you know, where people, if you're going on holiday and if you were getting a, you know what I mean, like the full. Anyway, that was sore. That was sore as well.
Talk about beating around the bush.
Oh my God! I can't believe you said that.
My God!
What was the sorest one you got? But remember, you got your nipples waxed. That was funny. You got your old chest waxed. That was
you
so funny.
You made me get my nipples waxed.
I know. I was there while it happened. I laughed so much. You Oh, in fairness, you were red raw afterwards.
I was.
But you look great. You look great. You should do it again. Do you treat yourself?
It hasn't grown back.
Yeah, right.
Took the roots with us.
All right, Donald Scally, what's occurring this morning with the survey, please?
Survey, 1 in 3 people have accidentally done this to somebody they know. What is it?
Accidentally done this. Forgotten their name.
Oh.
You know when you're at a party or just even where you're just like, I was going, yeah, God, I haven't seen you in ages. This is my my wife, what's her name? It's Lisa, yeah, that's it. Is it forgotten their name?
No, not with your wife.
Or anybody.
Definitely other people, though. Yeah, it's not the answer, no.
You know when you forget somebody, you know.
accidentally done this to someone they know. Is it give them a wet willy?
You can't accidentally give somebody a wet willy, innit? Like, you'd want
to. Tell me to try it.
No, but that wouldn't be an accident.
Yeah.
No,
huh? I'll go to give you a wet willy, but then I'll just end up giving Donald a wet willy, and that will have been an accident.
No, but that would have you purposefully moved your finger. Yeah. Out,
like, you're sitting 2 foot from Donald. Yeah. We're 6 foot apart, and there's a desk and screens in front of us between us. So, like, accidentally giving Donald a wet willy when you go to give me one, it's just like purposely giving Donald a wet willy.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll change my answer. But, I don't know. Can I hear the question? Can I hear it again, please?
1 in 3 people have accidentally done this to someone they know. What is it?
Kicked them by accident.
Kicked them by accident.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that happens at the dinner table quite a bit. You'd move your foot and you'd kick someone.
Oh, you and Lisa playing footsies under the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't need to know. TMI.
Jealous.
It's not kicking people under the table.
You know, like, we're not doing PDAs, Una, so like we just do it under the table.
Oh, yuck. I don't want to know about you, dude. Your toesies interlocking with Lisa's toesies, and that's just no, 2 in the morning.
Okay, we need some guesses on 087-110-2107. Send a voice note if you can. That's our WhatsApp, actually. 087-110-2107.
1 in 3 people have accidentally done this to somebody they know. What is it? 1 in 3 people have accidentally done this to somebody they know. What is it? What have you accidentally done?
Skip the queue.
Skip the queue?
Mm, accidentally.
That happened to me over the weekend.
Did it, Zuna?
But I paid dearly for it. It was a total accident.
Did you end up paying for everybody's sausage rolls? Is that what it was?
No, the woman that I thought that I skipped on, which I didn't think I was skipping, by the way, I had the twins beside me, and they were like, just shouting at me for sausage rolls. So this woman turned around and gave me the death stare. Like, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. So sorry. I didn't know. I thought this was the queue. And the woman behind the counter was like, there's a queue here, love. I'm like, oh, I know. But I thought that was a queue for the meat counter, not for the deli. I'm so sorry. And she's like, we've no sausage rolls anyway. So, and this is why.
As she puts a cover over the existing sausage rolls.
Yeah. While the woman was still giving me the death stare of, how dare you? And then I went to another deli and I queued, and a man jumped to the queue in front of me and I didn't say anything. Didn't say a word.
I'm sorry that you had to go through all that.
Sorry,
isn't
it? Yeah.
Did you end up getting sausage rolls?
I did, yeah. They were stale, but anyway.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Well, yeah, is that the answer?
No, it's not. 1 in 3 people have accidentally done this to someone they know. What is it?
Okay, is it is it jumped on stage and ruined a performance?
No, it's
okay.
Not.
Unlike what happened to Somber at the Brit Awards, somebody jumped up on stage and said, Somber is a home wrecker. And I with a T-shirt on the back and security removed the person.
Oh my, we need the tea from this.
There's not really much tea. It was a publicity stunt.
Oh.
His new song is called Homewrecker.
Oh.
Yeah. Donald, survey says it's erupted into a lot of people giving us the exact same answer.
That's,
I think,
true. 1 in 3 people have accidentally done this to someone they know. What is it?
Well, somebody says this is to tell somebody that they love them.
Oh, yeah, like on a phone call and you just finish the call.
Yeah, oh, like, awkward.
Thanks. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Oh, imagine, like.
I've done that to loads of people.
Why?
Because you're just used to doing it to your mum or whatever.
But who do you do? Like, who have you done it to that you shouldn't have done it to?
I've done it to a previous boss. Not a current boss. But I was like, oh, sorry.
And how long after that were you fired?
If anything, it got me the job longer. It was fine.
It's
It's not the answer, though.
Okay, well, this is the most popular guess.
Is it send them a message by mistake?
That's basically the answer, yeah. Messaged a slagging message to the person they were slagging by mistake.
Oh.
You go, oh, I could give it a rant about somebody, and then you go, they're on the they're on your mind, and then you send it to them, and you go, oh, sorry, that wasn't meant for you, that was meant for somebody
You've
else.
Done that.
I've done that, yeah, to, like...
Me.
Not Una. To you. Yeah, a boss I was complaining about, I sent it to the boss instead
oh, no!
of my girlfriend at the time, yeah.
Was that the one that you said that you love as well?
No, different one.
Oh, mortifying.
I'm absolutely mortified for you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Cooper.
It's all right.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
With Scotty from Sligo playing Rhyme at this morning. He was lovely, wasn't
absolute
he?
Absolute legend. Yeah, new dad as well.
Yeah.
7-week-old Baba.
Yeah, aww. He was hoping for twins and then he heard The Way You Live Your Life.
And he got frightened.
Yeah.
Don't blame him.
Anyway, this is Rhyme It, where you've got to rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. It's good fun.
Rhyme it, just a little bit.
Playing Rhyme With this morning, let's go to Scotty in Sligo. Good morning, Scotty.
Hi, Scotty.
Howie Cooper, hi, Una.
How are you doing? You have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was grand now. Quiet enough now, looking after a newborn baby, you know yourselves.
Stop.
Aww.
How new are we talking?
Well, he's just about newborn. He's 7 weeks today, so
that's pretty
he's
fresh.
Got another week of being. Yeah. Oh.
What's his name?
Not too bad. His name is Kuan.
Kuan.
So he went all Irish.
Oh,
yeah, so
gorgeous.
He went all Irish now.
What does it mean?
So it means little wolf or little hound. So
oh, I love that.
He definitely has the lungs of a wolf anyway, I'll tell you that when he wants to.
Oh, but he's going to be a wild one.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice
We'll see, we'll see. Hopefully not, but we'll see.
Is he your first?
Yeah, first one now, yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant, man. Congratulations.
Yeah, so yeah. It was good now, anyway. Cheers. Thanks,
yeah,
lads.
Yeah, you must be a zombie all the same, though, are you? Yeah.
Like a few
space.
Extra bags.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. Mm-hmm.
You know yourself. You have twins, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I always said I wanted twins, and then he came along. And I was like, thank God I don't have twins. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, double trouble.
Double trouble is right.
Two little wolves.
Oh, yeah. And they are.
Oh, like, ten, yeah. It'll be nearly a pack of wolves then.
It will be, yeah.
Hey, yeah. They do bite, you know, when they get there two or three just more than you. Yeah.
Oh, well, he's no teeth yet anyway, so there's no biting anyway, so
not
thank God
at
for
the
that.
Minute, it will come, believe me.
It will come, and he will test them out on your arm, simple as that. All right, actually, your two tested their teeth out on my arm when I dropped stuff over to your house.
And that's why I told them to do that. Yeah. I'm like, fetch, go get him, go yeah.
Get him. Oh, beauty.
It's not bad enough that you get a tetanus shot after being in your car. But after you've seen your twins. Okay, Scotty, we had a huge game of Rhyme It last week. The highest score was 10, but we're resetting at 0, so you're going to set the standard. It's simple enough. We're going to give you a word to answer every question. It has to rhyme with that word. You have 30 seconds to answer as many as you can.
Perfect.
The highest score at the end of the week. Win the contents of Una's drawers. Only the bravest will win those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely.
You're ready to get your word?
Yeah, good to go.
Okay, Scotty, your word today is tear. T-E-A-R. Yeah. Tear. Okay.
Perfect. 30 seconds start now.
These sit around a table.
Chair.
When in distress at sea, you set off a what?
A flare.
When your cupboards are empty, they're what?
Bear.
Paddington is what kind of animal?
Bear.
These are generally bigger than rabbits with longer ears.
Pear.
You say these in church.
Prayer.
When you lock eyes and don't blink, you what?
There.
You would see a coconut shy in Ferris wheel here.
Paddy McNair.
Time is up.
What did you say?
I don't know.
Okay, so I got 7 there. Is that
seven?
Right? 7,
hey,
yeah.
7.
That's pretty good. Hey. A coconut shy in Ferris wheel you'll see at a fair.
Fair, yeah.
I didn't know what a coconut chai was. But what is it again?
Yeah.
It's a coconut on a stand and you get a hard ball and you throw it at it to knock it over.
Oh, right. Okay.
I was thinking Palm Beaches when you said coconuts and then I just kind of went blank.
And you gave me, what did you say? Paddy McNair.
Paddy McNair, up the boys.
Some chance there. Good man, Scotty.
It's a good start to the week. 7 points, going to be Eddie. Hard to beat. Paddy, thank you so much. No, you're not Paddy.
No.
Scotty. Who the hell is Paddy? Scotty, thank you so much and congratulations
cheers,
again with the newborn. And you never know, we could be talking to you Friday. You could be winning something very special out of
Hopefully there's a few gum shields by by the sounds of it in her drawer. Anyway, you know? Yeah.
Shin pads, more like.
Yeah, you'll need them.
I'll take the shin pads too. Thanks, lads.
Cheers, bye, buddy. Look after yourself. Bye. If you want to play our game, which is called Rhyme It, just like that, just like Scotty played, send us a WhatsApp 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Auntie Una was like a rodeo today. It was wild.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Buck mad, so it was.
I just want to hear what else happened in this story. Sure, like, will we get a follow-up? Will we know what's going on? It's just absolute madness. I'm loving it. See what you think.
Prepare yourself. Brace yourself for Auntie Una. This one is about to get wild.
Hey, Auntie Una. I'm actually shook. Bear with me, because this story has layers. Met a guy recently. I'd seen him a few times in the local. We got chatting. Really hit it off. He was gorgeous. Went back to mine, and I let him wear a pair of my pajamas as we had gotten soaked from the rain.
Okay.
Things were getting heated. I went to the bathroom, and when I was in there, I heard a female voice. When I came back out, a woman was standing there. She introduced herself as his wife.
Okay.
Obviously, I asked them both to leave, but they were arguing and were slow to get up. She was shouting at me to get a shirt. He was saying, let's sit down and talk about this.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Anyway, I managed to get them both out. 5 minutes later, they were banging at the door again. I opened it, and the two of them came striding in, asking about his shirt and pants. They started looking in all rooms. They found his pants, but not his shirt. I freaked out and shouted that I'd ring the guards. So eventually, they left. I'm so paranoid that this was a scam and that they were scoping the place out, not that I have anything worth taking. Should I tell the guards in case this is a scam? Has anyone else encountered anything like this or heard anything about it? I'd love to know. Please help, Sarah in Galway.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! There are so many things to unpack here.
That's too coincidental for the wife to just turn up out of nowhere and then suddenly she's there. That has to be some sort of scam going on.
And why did he leave the wife in? Do you know what I mean? She was in the bathroom. Why leave the wife in? Unless the wife, listen, she could have had a tracker on his phone. It's the world we live in.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, she could have had
Find
a tracker.
My phone, yeah.
He might, this could be his form. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, he's always up to this type of thing.
Well, maybe. And she might have tracked him, right? And then she could have been like, I'm outside the door, let me in. But like, how would he open the door when he was wearing the other girl's pajamas?
Well, he has hands.
No, but I mean, like, he was wearing a girl's pajamas and he's opening the door to his wife.
Yeah. this is what, okay. It does sound like a scam.
Or he could have sent the wife, or his wife, if she is the wife, a pin saying, I'm at this place, come and we'll have, like, we'll scope it out. I don't know. There's just, it could be genuine, or yeah, it could be a scam.
Be interested to see, has anybody else come across this type of activity?
So strange.
It is very strange. Like, the fact that, like, she's standing there and he's just like, let's all sit down.
Let's all sit down and talk about this.
Talk about what?
Yeah.
Take my PJs off. Get the hell out of here. But she let him off.
I think he went away in the PJs. I
wonder if he's got a collection of them now from other people's houses.
So strange.
So bizarre. Okay, 087-1102-107. What do you make of this? And have you ever heard of anything like this? Is it a scam or what do you reckon's going on? Should you call the guards? And to you know, this morning, it is absolutely wild what is going on in this world. I really don't know what's happening in
it. So Sarah in Galway has been in touch. She met a man in the local. She'd seen him a few times. They got chatting. They went home. Things were getting steamy. She went to the bathroom. She heard a female voice while she was in the bathroom. She came out and there was her man's wife. She was saying that it was the wife that was there.
Yeah.
Right? Your man was wearing Sarah's pajamas because it had been lashing rain. He answered the door in the pajamas.
But Sarah is freaked out because she thinks that it's actually a scam. Like, how did the wife know where to find him? Why did he answer the door? Were they scoping her house out? She's feeling really paranoid. She thinks, like, should she be ringing the guards to let them know and see if there's any more similar other people have experienced something like this, you know?
All right. 087-1102-107.
Hi, guys. This is actually mad. Please change my voice because I don't want to be recognised.
We have done.
I think I actually might know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Whoa. All right, why?
And if so, it's not a scam. They're just wild. Was your man wearing a hat?
Was he wearing a hat?
I don't have that information. But imagine if it is this couple and it's your man with the hat and his missus. Dave and Carrick and Shannon's been in touch and he's like, hey guys, what if him and his wife like to include an extra person in their activities, if you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
My God.
Menage a trois.
Right, Jesus, they could have been looking for another person to join them in the bedroom. There are people into that sort of thing these days. Oh, Jesus.
Are they?
Oh my God. Yeah, you know, it's plausible.
It really is.
Yeah, people, but, you know, surely they would have made it clearer, though.
Well, he did say, let's all sit down and chat about this.
He did say, let's all sit down and chat about this. Yeah. Okay, so there's an option. It might not be a scam.
So he wasn't given an opportunity to explain the situation.
Can you imagine the scene? He's sitting down there in Sarah's pajamas.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's sit down, let's talk about this. And the wife is shouting, get up and find your trousers. And poor Sarah is there going, what the hell is going on? You never told me you were married.
Yeah, it does sound very scammy that they were scoping the place out to, like, absolutely rob her or something like that.
Well, Anne-Marie in Donegal says, lads, it's definitely a scam. Why would he answer the door to his wife wearing Sarah's pajamas? How did the wife even know where he was? He must have sent her a pin. Very dodgy. I'd ring the guards.
All right. 087-1102-107. What do you reckon? Has this happened to you? Have you heard of this happening? As the weeks go on, they get wilder and wilder.
Yeah, so Sarah in Galway scored a guy. They went back to hers. Things were getting steamy. She went to the bathroom, came out. There was a woman there shouting the odds. Apparently it was his wife. Your man was actually wearing Sarah's pajamas because it was raining. So he answered the door to his wife wearing Sarah's pajamas. It's all just bizarre. But Sarah is paranoid that this was all a scam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that they were just in scoping out the house.
It does sound very scammy.
Well, so Sarah's thinking, should she ring the guards or what? Simon in Newbridge says, I hear lads, she can't call the cops. They'll be like, you want to report a man for trying to do the dirty on his wife? Or does she want to report the wife for being angry her fellow was trying to get it on with another woman while wearing the other woman's pyjamas? Madness, says Simon in Newbridge.
Fashion crime, maybe.
Okay, so the other side is, Michael says, find my phone tracking apps. Husbands and wives are all at that nowadays.
Stop.
That's how she tracked him. Haven't a notion why he answered the door, though. Yeah.
It's so bizarre. It's kind of like, it's not even your house and you're answering the door in somebody else's pajamas.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, oh, hello, wife, come on in.
Come on in, let's sit down and talk about this.
Oh, you Cooper and Una, would you do me a favour? Would you ask that one, did she find my shirt yet?
Fan, you're a mess here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
No food this morning?
No, I had my seeds out there, but now I brought in zero fat Greek yogurt because I'm trying to be good, and it's no flavour or anything, so it's kind of gank, so I had to force myself to eat it with the seeds, like, oh, I won't be doing that again. I'm going to mix it with a bit of honey or something tomorrow.
You had nice flavoured yogurts last week.
I had banana
and peach
and apricot. It's absolutely delicious. But this is just grown up yogurt, and it's not for me. Just, yeah, do you know, there's Greek yogurt has a tang.
Yeah, it's not nice. Anyway, we played Truth or Trash this morning.
Truth or Trash.
It's all about facts, and we bring the facts to you. You've got to call us out if these are real or fake facts, don't you?
Mm-hmm. You've heard of therapy animals, the therapy dogs and things like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, a therapy pig was used to calm nervous flyers down before the flight at the airport. A therapy pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, all right. I would believe this because it's the right ointment.
Oh, don't laugh at it.
That was good. That was
That's
good.
Right. Trot on.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard this was a secret originally, but somebody squealed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And okay. Pigs will fly.
Oh, God.
So I can go, for that reason, I can say trash.
It is, you're saying true. It is true, yeah. For a while, travelers, San Francisco Airport were calmed by Lilu, the world's first therapy pig. She's the only one.
Always got to get the pig's name right.
Yeah, Lilu.
Lilu. That's so cute.
That's lovely.
It is. Yeah.
Right. So there's a lot of crazes going around about diets and this injection, that injection to help you with weight loss. But apparently, if you give a green apple and a banana a sniff, they help you lose weight. Just by sniffing green apples and bananas, you can lose weight.
Oh.
Yeah, but you're not eating them. You're just sniffing them.
But does your body, does that fulfill your body's hunger?
No.
I'm going to say true. I think there could be some science behind it. And it might make you not as hungry because you've already...
Like, if you were hungry and you sniff an apple, it's not going to sate your hunger. It's trash.
Lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
It is true. Smelling green apples, bananas and other neutral sweet scents like vanilla or peppermint can help with the safety response in the brain, reducing appetite and cravings. Studies suggest that sniffing these foods when hungry can cut calorie intake and curb hunger, aiding in weight management.
No, I'm still hungry.
How did you have a green apple?
I always have a green apple. And I eat the apple. I do not sniff it. Of course you're going to lose weight if you're going around sniffing food and not actually eating the food. What a silly fact. Okay.
Got to get you sniffing apples on air, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so my fact. A new study has shown that Monaghan is, in fact, the feet pick capital of Ireland. Men and women...
Sorry, the what?
The feet pick.
Feet pick?
Yeah.
As in pictures of feet?
Yes.
Okay. Don't eye roll at me. I just wanted to clarify that what I heard was correct.
Yeah. Oh, don't you come across like you don't look at those feet pics all the time. Anyway, men and women across Monaghan are making extra money by posting pictures of their feet, and more power to them. You know, it's a path many people are trying out, dipping their toe in the water, if you will. Taking the first steps. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. It's something that I have a lovely slender foot.
Oh, here we go.
Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it. Maybe I should. I don't know. Isn't Lily Allen doing it? She says she's making a...
She was, yeah.
She was,
then she released music.
So she's... Oh, yeah. But listen, you know.
Hey.
Hey.
Horses for courses.
Yeah, this is exactly true.
Yeah. Toes for does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Monaghan, which is the feet capital of
Ireland. Feet pick capital of Ireland.
Okay. I'm going to lock this in as trash.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, same.
Why?
Lock it in. Because it just sounds like something you'd make up.
But why would it sound like something I'd... Why would I say Monaghan is the feet pick capital?
I don't know. What I mean? Like, day by day, week by week, you pick out different counties that aren't Kerry just to slag them.
You know what?
What?
You've got soul, and I respect that.
Una, I know while we were coming up with why we think that this is trash, she's just been Googling.
I'm just towing the line.
Foot puns.
Yeah.
It's trash.
It's trash, yeah. Yes. It's trash. I don't know. It would be interesting to find out the feed pig capital of Ireland.
Oh, would it?
Yeah, it would be interesting to find that out.
Why?
Is there a way of finding that out?
Was the woman in the deli queue that death stared you, was she from Monaghan at all?
What?
Maybe that's why you picked a Monaghan today.
The woman in the... Oh, yeah. I skipped the queue by accident and the lady gave me the death stare and actually really frightened me. But I don't know where she was from. She just looked at me. She didn't speak to me, even though I apologised profusely to her face and I was like a bumbling Aegis saying sorry. But she just looked at me and glared, so I ran away. Anyway, I don't know if she's from Monaghan or not. Maybe she posts pictures of her feet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're from Monaghan and you do make money from posting pictures of your feet online...
087-110-2107. We'd love to hear from you.
Or send pics. We have to address that Una made a fact, a statement earlier on that people of Monaghan are the foot capital of the world.
I said the feet pick capital of Ireland. I'm... Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they are or not. Well, they could be.
We did get a voice note.
Hi, iRadio. So I am a foot health practitioner in County Monaghan.
There we go now.
Yup, the toes.
Yup, the toes.
And the amount of messages that I'm getting that everybody's delighted to hear that County Monaghan have a foot fetish.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I don't think that's definitely trash, because in County Monaghan, there is a lot of foot people that have issues with their feet.
People with feet.
Foot people of Monaghan. Foot people of Monaghan have issues with their feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Una's got to come up with a song for that tomorrow. No doubt.
Lovely toes of Monaghan.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
What is it about you and feet?
What do you mean?
What's your fact?
Oh, yeah, but like, just, you know, I think people should learn to love their feet more, because I think people, they do so much for us. You know what I mean?
They make people money.
They do. And they carry us literally everywhere. We give them no love. We don't, like, do you moisturise your feet?
Every night.
Do you? Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're the odd one out then, because most people don't moisturise their feet. But yet we moisturise our face just because we can see our face. But just because we can't see our feet doesn't mean they're not there. It doesn't mean they're not cracked. Doesn't mean they're not thirsty. Doesn't mean they need moisture. We need to do it. Anyway.
Sorry, I'm just getting messages here from everybody listening, says, Cooper, do you moisturise Una, because she's also cracked?
Yeah. Oh, bum, 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 bum. I, yes, and I've actually written a song for the people of Monaghan, actually for the toes of, it's called, do you want to know what the name of the song is?
I do, yeah, of course I do.
The Lovely Toes of Clonus, right?
Right.
And it's just about the people of Monaghan and their feet pics, and I'm going to sing that live on the radio tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
An ode to the toes.
All right, something to look forward to. We got into nicknames as well this morning.
Una, did I tell you about the guy, my wife had to get a new tyre in a car. Did I tell you about the guy who was in the garage where she was getting the car tyre changed?
No.
So they were like, here, clock, clock. I'm like, who the hell are they calling to ask him to bring out the new tyre, right? And I'm like, who is this guy, Clock? And he comes out with the new tyre. And I'm like, why is he called Clock? He goes, oh, he's got one arm shorter than the other.
Very good.
It really got us thinking, me thinking about kind of like the mad places and the mad nicknames that we give each other in this country, because we're absolutely brutal at it. It's like the amount of people call horsebox because, you know, they've turned up in a horsebox on the way to work and everything like that. Or, yeah, just I love nicknames and the origin of it. Like, I have another friend called Hot Dog.
Why is he called Hot Dog?
Because we were out one weekend and he woke up covered in hot dogs.
Very good.
Yeah, so
I'm called the plotter.
We know that you're called the plotter. Would you like to explain why?
Just because when I was in secondary school, I used to wear like heels into school. I couldn't walk in them, so I used to plot around the place.
Yeah.
I'm still called the plotter.
Okay, 087-1102-107. Nicknames and what is the origin? I was telling you about when I was getting a new tyres for Lisa's car, and your man was like, here, Clock, will you hurry up with that?
And yes, like, why was he called Clock?
He had one arm shorter than you. So we've been looking for your nickname and the origin stories of them on 087-1102-107. Some really rude ones that we can't play out.
No, definitely not. Yeah. My nephew worked in a building site with a guy called Six Mickeys. His name was Shay Cox.
Oh, God.
Stop.
You
stop
can't read that one.
Stop it. Oh, was I not allowed to read that one?
I love that.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble now.
No, that's brilliant. There's a family down the road that have been known as the Yanks for nearly 20 years because they went to Florida for a week's holiday.
So good. So good.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
There's breakfast rolled and something to look forward to tomorrow, which is an ode to the toes.
An ode to the toes, the lovely toes of Clonus.
And you've got it written.
It's a ballad,
Can you give us a little preview?
Oh, the lovely toes of Clonus. Oh, no, that's the wrong song.
Yeah.
Oh, my lovely rose of Clare. Oh, the lovely toes of Clonus.
I'm getting more messages in. Please, will you put some cream on that woman? She is cracked. All right. Thanks for listening. Like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. And we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. on iRadio.
Ciao.